Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bavakama, Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalid. Hashaleach etza be'eira. Someone sends a fire, Yad Cheresh, in the hands of a deaf mute, Shaita, or a Shaita, a person who doesn't have das, doesn't have understanding, or a katan, or a minor, or a child. In other words, he gave them a fire, we told them to go light someone else's field. The Cheresh Shaita v'katan are potter. They don't have das. You can't say they're chayiv. They don't realize what they're doing. But what about the person that sent them? The mishaleach. Well, the halacha is that he's potter to pay bedine adam. In other words, Bezdin has no kayach to obligate him to pay. But v'chayiv, he's chayiv to pay bedine shemayim. The Gemara explains that this halacha, that he's potter bedine adam, that Bezdin can't obligate him to pay, we're only advising him the right thing to do is to pay, is dafka if he didn't give over a burning torch. Let's say he gave over a coal. Now normally a coal gets less and less, the fire gets less and less until it's extinguished. So the one who sent the Chereshite to the cotton with the coal, he thought, look, I'm going to have some fun over here. I'm going to say, take this coal and go burn down someone else's field. Well, Lamaisa, by the time he gets there, the coal is going to be out. The fire and the coal is going to be extinguished and it won't really do any damage. What happened? But the Chereshite to the cotton went and blew on the coal to keep the fire going. That's the reason that the Mishaleach is potter midine adam, that Bezdin can't obligate him to pay. Because if not for the act of the Cheresh of blowing on the coal to keep the fire alive, the coal would have gone out. But if he gave them a burning torch, which doesn't go out so quickly, then he would be chayiv even bedine adam. Vaitrezak the Mishnah Shalach biyad pikeach, if the shliach that went to burn someone else's field was a person who had normal das, normal understanding, ha-pikeach chayiv. This pikeach is chayiv. Even bedine adam, Bezdin can make him pay. And the one who sent him is pater. Even bedine shemayim. And this would be true even if he gave him a burning torch, not just a coal. The reason that the sender, the reason that the mishaleach is pater, is because there's a rule. Ein shliach lidvar aveira. If someone sends you to do an aveira, you can't say, well, he sent me, he told me to do it, it doesn't help. You should have had seichel not to do it. The sender can tie, now, I don't think he's going to listen to me. The way the Gemara explains it is, there's a rule, divri harav, the divri atalma, divri mishayim. And if your Rebbe tells you to do one thing, and your friend tells you to do something else, of course you'll listen to your Rebbe. So kal v'chomer, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you, you're not allowed to burn someone else's tefillah, you're going to listen to someone that tells you to do it? That's where the shliach is totally responsible, and the mishaleach is patur even medina shemayim. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Suppose echad hevi yasa'ar, one person brings the fire. V'echad hevi yasa'etzim, the other one brings the wood. Hamevi yasa'etzim chayiv, the second person who brought the wood, he's chayiv. And the first one who had the fire, he's patur. Because fire without wood, obviously, is going to close down right away. It couldn't do any sustainable damage. For that matter, echad hevi yasa'etzim, if one person brought the wood, v'echad hevi yasa'ar, the other brought the fire. Hamevi yasa'ar chayiv, the one who brings the fire is chayiv. The second one who brings the fire, he's the one that's chayiv. The first one that brought the wood, he's potter, because wood without fire doesn't burn. And even if the first one told the second one, light the wood, he would still be potter, because ein shliach lidvar aveira. So in other words, the second one is always chayiv. Furthermore, we're talking about a case over here where the fire spread in a normal wind. If suddenly there was a gust that was not a normal wind, much stronger than the average wind, then there would be potter. Now, sometimes even the second one would be potter. When would that be? Ba'achar v'liba. Someone came along and blew at the fire, and it suddenly came to life. The fire began to burn stronger. You know, a fire, when it's a little fire and you blow on it, it goes out. But a larger fire, the more air you give it, the stronger it gets. So what happened over here? One person brought the wood. A second person brought the fire. But a third person came. And either he blew at it, or he had a certain thing called bellows that like pumps air. And that made the fire very strong. So Hamalaba, the one who did this, Chayiv, he's Chayiv, because he's the one that did the damage. The first one says, I just brought wood. The second one says, even though I lit it, the fire would have never spread. It's the third one that caused the damage by blowing up the fire. Now what happens if Lipsa HaRuach, well, even if you had three people over here, a woodbringer, a fire starter, and a blower. But it wasn't happening. Lemaisa, the fire wasn't picking up. But then came a real powerful gust of wind, not the normal wind. And that's how the fire spread. The din is kulan, everyone, the first one who brought the wood, the second one who started the fire, and the third one who tried to blow up the fire, they're all peturin. Because if not for this more than average gust of wind, the damage would have never taken place. If someone sends a fire, this means partially he lit a fire in his own rishus and he wasn't careful, and it spread to someone else's rishus. Yachla ate him, and it burnt up wood, which is normal. Oyavon, even if it charred stones, which normally don't get burnt. Oyafar, or did damage to the earth. He had a plowed field, and now that it was charred and burnt, it can't be used. You can't plant over there anymore. In all these ways, in all these, I found him, the din is chayiv, the one who lit the esh has to pay. Shenema, for the pasuk says, if a fire will go out, imotza kaitzim, and it finds thorns, v'nechal godesh, this is a stack of tfu, oy hakama, or standing tfu, oy hasada, or the field. So again, kiseitzayesh, umotza kaitzim, a fire breaks out, and it catches thorns. So that either stacks of corn or the standing corn or the field is consumed, it gets burnt up. The one who lit the fire has to pay for it. What do we learn from the words oy hasada? It can't mean the tefillah on the field. That's included in the previous words. So sada means even for the damage to the plowed field. Vayter zakta mishnah avra goder. If the fire passed over a gate, shugvaya arba amais, that is 4 amais high. In other words, he lit the fire in his own field. But there was a gate between his field and his friend's field. And it was a high gate. It was 4 amais high. That's about 8 feet high. Normally a fire doesn't go over such a gate. But in this case, it was very high, and it popped over the gate. It lit something on the other side, and it started to spread. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, or the fire went through derech harabim. Rishus Rabim, that is wide, Tes Zayin Amma, 16 Amois. That's a very wide street. That's a real Derech HaRabim. It's rare a fire should go from one side to the other, but Lamaise did, and it damaged his friend's field. Or, oi, the fire went through Nohara River. There was a river between his field and his friend's field. Again, obviously, normally that doesn't happen. The din is part in all these three cases. If there's a gate, a road or a river, and you light a fire, and it jumps over to the other side, you are potter. Now, let's say you don't have a gate or a river or a derech harabim. So what's the distance that a person can say, look, I didn't think the fire would go so far? Zak the mission, hamadlik b'toich shaloi, if someone lights a fire in his own field, at kama tavar hadleika, what is the shir? That we say, you should have known the fire was going to spread over here. So there's a machlokes tanoi. The Elazar ben Azariah, but the Elazar ben Azariah says, "Royin oisa." You have to look at the place of the fire, ki'ilihu be'emtza base kar, as if it's in the middle of a large field. A base kar is the equivalent to 30 saw. That's 274 amos by 274 amos. The entire field is a base kar. That means that if you lit the fire in the middle, you have in each direction half a base kor, which is the equivalent to 15 sa, or 137 amis. You have that in each direction. That's a shear where the person can say, look, I didn't think it's going to spread over here. It's a field. It's not like buildings where automatically it keeps spreading regardless of how far it is. Rabbi Eliezer says, shesh esrei amis. If he distances fire, 16 amis, from the border of his friend's field, he is potter. The same as a derech harabim. We said if the road is wide, Tezayinami, you're potter. Rabbi Akiva, Imer Chemishimama, 50 amis. If you lit your fire 50 amis away from your friend's field, you're potter. Less than that, you would be chayiv. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees with all these tanoim. Rabbi Shimon, Imer, the pasuk says, Shalem Yishalem Hamavras HaBe'era. The stress is on the fire, on the nature of the fire. Hakol lefi hadleik. It depends what type of fire. You can't give a shiur just in space. You have to look at how strong the fire is, how high it goes, and determine how does such a fire spread. The same is true for the geder, for the gate. The same is true for the distance that these tanais explain. And the halachas, like Reb Shimon. So quickly, chazing over our mission. We learned that if you send a fire in the hands of a cheresh, shaita, or a katan, they are potter because they're a cheresh, shaita, or a katan. You can't be mechayim then. What about the sender? We said he's potter medine adam. Bezen can't obligate him to pay, but he's chayim medine shemayim. Min shemayim, you should know, we tell this person, they're going to expect that you pay for this. And if he doesn't, he'll have an einish bidei shemayim. And if he pays, he'll be potter from that einish. We explained from the Gemara, when do we say he's pater bedine adam? Dafka, if he didn't give over a burning torch, he gave over a coal, where normally the coal gets less and less. So he figured by the time he gets it, it'll be out. He didn't realize the chereshayt of the cotton is going to blow up the coal. If you blow on it, the fire gets stronger. That's why the sender is pater. But if he gave over a burning torch, then he's chayiv even bedine adam. Then we learned in the Mishnah that if the shliach sends a normal person with normal das, then that person, that pikeach, is chayiv even b'dinei adam. He can't say, well, so-and-so sent me. Ain't shliach v'dvar aveira, divrei harava, divrei hatalma, divrei mishaymin. Hashem says you shouldn't do it. What do you mean that person sent you? That's not an excuse. Then the Mishnah told us, if one person brings the fire, another person brings the wood, the one who brings the wood is chayiv. Without the wood, the fire wouldn't have gone anywhere, wouldn't have lasted. If one person brings the wood and a second person brings the fire, here too the second person is chayiv, because the wood alone wouldn't have caused any damage. And if a third person comes and blows up the fire, either with a machine called bellows or he blows at it, then the blower is chayiv. But if the wind, and as we explained, the more than average wind came along and that's what caused the fire to spread, the blower couldn't work up the fire as much as this wind did, the blower alone wouldn't have done the damage. The wood alone wouldn't have done the damage. The one who brings the fire wouldn't have done the damage. Therefore, they're all potter. Then we learned it doesn't make a difference really what it burns. If it burns things that fires normally burn or not. If you send a fire and it consumed either wood or charred stones or destroyed a plowed field, in all these cases, you're chay. The Gemara dashed that from the pasuk. Then we learned the halacha that if you have a gate which is high 4 amos, or a road, which is wide 16 amos, or a river, and some of the fire shot across it, then you're potter. And finally, the Mishnah asks, if someone lights a fire in his own reshus, what's the distance that he can say, look, I didn't think the fire was going to spread so far to my friend's field? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, you have to look at the fire as if he's in the middle of a large field that is as big as a base court. That 30 saw, we explained, 274 amos by 274 amos. A base saw is 50 by 50 amos. And he's in the middle. That means there's a chatzi base core in each direction. That's where he lit the fire. If that's the distance, he's potter. If there's less than that distance, he's chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer says the shear is 16 amos. Kederech l'shus harab. In other words, if he distanced his fire 16 amos from the border of his friend, he's potter. Rabbi Kiva holds 50 amos. If he lit his fire 50 amos away from his friend's field, he's potter. Less than that, he's chayiv. And Reb Shimon says, you can't give these types of shiurim, not in regard to the fence, not in regard to how far it is. It all depends on how big or how intense the actual fire is.